Yo, welcome to another episode. Let's see plans today. I have Nessa, right? That's how you pronounce your name?
Yep.
All right, cool. Before we start, I never asked, where you from?
So I'm in North Carolina. So I'm originally from California, but I was raised out here in South Carolina and then moved to North Carolina. So.
Okay, so are you the oldest?
Yeah, of the siblings? I am. Mm-hmm. Yep. So oldest of three.
So what, you have what, two brothers?
Yep, the only girl.
Oh dang! So how was that, being the only girl?
I was a tomboy, so like I rode with the boys, so I was cool with it. But my dad didn't like that. He wanted me to play with dolls and stuff like that. I want to play ball with the boys. I want to, like, you know. But it was cool. I didn't have a problem with it. But, you know, dealing with two brothers, me being on the girls, a lot of dealing testosterone, and I'm a female, so I'm thinking, like, I can handle my brothers.
Yeah.
Nah.
So, like, were you playing, like, playing sports in high school?
Not in high school. In high school, I did it, like, ROTC. I was, like, in orchestra. I did sports in middle school. I did volleyball and track. Okay. Yeah, but I moved around a lot growing up, so by the time I got to a new school, I wasn't really trying to bother with nobody, for real. Like, I was on chill.
Okay. So, I can't get my words together. So, when we had talked, you had mentioned about, you started back planting.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Where did that start it? Like,
For me, I've always loved plants. Like, mm-hmm. My favorite color is green. So, mm-hmm. It kind of just started off from there. I didn't really start planting for real until about 5-6 years ago. I started just planting some flowers, and they flourishing. That's like, well, let me try some herbs. I did like cilantro, thyme, rosemary. I was like, okay, I can do this. This is cool. I like being able just to go in my little plant bed and pick out some, you know, herbs and stuff. I'm like, okay. And then just recently now, probably this spring, really, I really started doing a lot of stuff. I got like crookneck squash, got everberries, I got Santa plants, cucumbers, cantaloupe.
Oh, you're going crazy.
I'm trying to do everything, okay? Yeah. I want some real fruit. I don't want this GMO fake stuff. Like, my stuff got to have seeds in it, okay?
Yeah, I feel you.
Because the food out here is, it's been getting real weird out here, for real, with the food.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured, why not just try growing my own stuff?
So, I don't know how to do that. I have no knowledge of that. So I'm asking, how does that work? You just order the seeds online, or you go to the store?
So, I actually, it's funny because you can't go online and buy the seeds, whatever, and the seeds can be a hit or miss, really. But I actually was on Facebook Market because I was, like, buying plants off of Facebook Market for real.
Okay.
And I found this guy. He actually has a farm on it. Like, he grows his own greenhouse in his backyard. So I drove, like, maybe, like, 45 minutes to them. And they were the nicest, sweetest couple ever. Oh, my gosh. And he had just had a greenhouse full of all kinds of just fruits, vegetables, spices, herbs, like, everything. So, and he was like, yeah, get what you want. Like, and they're little cups, and they're just, you know, they were just sprouting out, so they were nothing big. And yeah. They were, like, $1 each. And then he was like, listen, the amount of plants that I was getting, because, like, one thing about me is once I buy one plant, I can't just not stop. Like, I keep going. So. Yeah. I ended up buying a whole bunch for, like, maybe less than $20, and now I'm growing them in my greenhouse myself, and they're actually doing really good. But I will say, it's a lot a lot of trial and error when it comes to planting. Like, you're basically learning as you go, pretty much.
I see. So, what is your suggestion for a beginner of planting?
Definitely do your research.
Okay.
Do your research, because not everything grows within seasons. So that's what I had to learn the hard way. I'm thinking I can just throw some water, put it in a pot, let the sun do its thing, and it's going to grow. Not everything's supposed to grow. Certain things grow during the spring, summer, and fall. Boom. So definitely do your research. Figure out what soil works best for whatever you're trying to grow. Also, if you for people that are trying to like get a greenhouse, figure out which plants go into the greenhouse because not all plants are made to be in a greenhouse. I actually just found that out myself because one of my sunflowers, they were just not flourishing the way they're supposed to. They actually started closing up. I'm just like, why are they closing up? Couldn't find out. They don't need to be in a greenhouse. I'm like,
Okay, so based off your knowledge, what plants does not belong in a greenhouse?
I would say flowers. Well, I would say certain flowers. Certain flowers that are not good in humidity do not need to be in greenhouses because it gets really the when you close your greenhouse, for me, like in the morning times, I open up my greenhouse so that way it gets the fresh air, all that good stuff. But by nighttime, I go ahead and close everything down. I make sure I spray and mist before I close them down so that way they get some moisture in there, because the heat lately has been like killing my, not say killing my plants, but like they're taking a toll on my plants for real. But anything that doesn't re any plant that doesn't require to be out in humidity, I wouldn't su suggest it. Now I would say just starting off when you're just potting and seeding, definitely do in the greenhouse because it's really good for that. But once they start germinating and they start to start to get enough to where you have to repot them, I would definitely take them out and start doing like planter boxes or things like that.
Let me see. Hold on. Okay, so also you had mentioned you just got back running, right? Working out. So how often were you doing it before you had stopped for a while?
I was probably doing it maybe a couple times. I'd say about maybe 2 3 times a week. So in middle school, when I was in track, I did long distance running, so I was able to. Yeah, I'm not no sprinter, but I can run for a while though. So yeah, I started back doing that. Yeah, it's. When you haven't run for a while, you start to, and you're get up to age, you're starting to realize like you're not these bones ain't what they used to be.
So you don't mind me asking, how old are you? You don't mind me asking. But if
I'm
you don't want to
30.
answer,
No,
you know.
I'm good with it. I'm 32.
You look good for your age.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate it, cousin.
So are you, so I didn't even ask, like, what is your diet? You vegan, vegetarian?
No, I won't. Now, I'm not going to say I'm vegan or vegetarian because I definitely eat meat. But I do dibble and dabble eating vegan and vegetarian food. Yeah, like I'm not against what, like I'll go eat a vegan restaurant with no problem. I'll go and fry me up some mushrooms and make it like it was chicken dinner or something. Like I don't have a problem with it.
Okay, so you mentioned it was a moment you took a break from running and planting. What had happened? Like, what made you take a break?
Honestly, life started to basically do jujitsu on me. I was previously married. I was married for about 6 years and went through a divorce. And then a few months later, my brother passed away. And on that, being divorced with kids is already hard enough. And then when my youngest brother passed away, that right there said it just took a really huge toll out of me. Like, and I probably would say I'm probably just now getting out of a hole to where I'm able to, where I'm pretty much like rebuilding myself back up again, for real, to be honest.
So you mentioned about your brother death. How close were you in him? You don't mind me asking.
Close. So because he was my youngest brother, he was, to me, he was like my baby, but my child, but my brother at the same time. We talked every single day, every day. Even to the point to like where he would just call me while he was working, and we wouldn't even be saying much, but we would just be on the phone. You know what I'm saying? Just because it was like, or it was, he just wanted some company while he was working on it. So, but yeah, we were very, very, very close.
It kind of reminds me of my older sister. I'm very close with my sister Maya. She's
Really?
somebody who I talk to, vent to, you know. So I, yeah, so Yeah,
That's
definitely can.
exactly how we were. Like, he told me his secrets, he I told him my
Mm
secrets, and he that homeboy literally took my secrets to the grave with him. So I'm just like,
Yeah.
like that's how close we were, like.
I see. Now there's a lot of people in this world that, deal with grief. So how do you deal with that? Like, what's the steps do you take to keep your mental straight?
At the beginning, I didn't deal with it the right way whatsoever. I definitely dealt with it wrong. I did a lot of drinking when I was dealing with the divorce and my brother's passing. So, and I think honestly, I was doing that because I didn't know how to grieve. Like everybody says, oh, take your time, things will get better, this, that, whatever. But when you're carrying your sibling's casket out, it's a whole different story. Like, that was, siblings are a part of your childhood, your memories, your core
Yeah, for
memories. I would
sure.
say that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that time of me trying to deal with grief, I thought I was handling grief just by bottling everything up and just being numb and not dealing with it. And I later realized that health-wise, for me, it wasn't doing me any good to the point where it affected me with my health. So I had to pretty much cut everything off. I did a lot of reading. I did a lot of praying. For me, it was just to, I had to actually start feeling my emotions and let the emotions come out. Instead of just holding it in. Because the more I held in, the more I was doing just more damage to myself. So I had to basically just tell myself, just feel it. If you're sad, be sad. If you're angry, be angry. But just know, like, you have to get this out because I was hurting myself, not knowing I was hurting myself. So
I see.
and everybody handles grief so differently. Like, I can't say one way will work for somebody else. 'Cause it may not. So, but for me, I had to just literally go through all my emotions. And to this day, like, 'cause it's only been 3 years. So
Okay.
even to this day, like, some days I'm cool, I'm happy, I'm up, and I can literally be driving, and all of a sudden, boom, it hits me, and I'm
Yeah.
sad,
Yeah, 'cause something can remind you of him or something like that.
Right? So,
Dang.
and
Okay.
you gotta feel through it, because if you don't, you're gonna damage yourself without even knowing it.
Yeah, I feel you on that one. So you don't mind me asking, how did he pass?
He passed away. He took something that had fentanyl on it and
Oh, okay.
didn't know it. Yep.
Yeah, so crazy. That's what happened to my close friend.
Wow.
Yeah, 'cause my close friend Tay, he had a bad addiction. And when I found out about his addiction, I didn't even take it serious, 'cause I never heard no one, passing over pills. But I think it been a couple situations that he had a wake up call that, I was talking to him and telling him to, get his stuff together. And then I thought in my mind, I'm like, okay, maybe something bad gotta happen. I didn't think death was gonna happen. So when that happened, I was stunned. I was very stunned. Yeah, so that's crazy. That's
My
crazy.
brother, he had an addiction. His addiction came from a trauma that happened to him when he was a kid that we didn't know about. And he and after a while, he ended up getting help once, he hit the lowest of the low. You know what I'm saying? And he was clean for about 5 years for real. He was doing really, really good. Because he was living in California at the time. And so we wanted him to come closer home to us. So he moved from California out here, and within a year, he fell into it, He took a pill and didn't know it was laced with fentanyl, and next thing you know, I'm getting a call. It's like, hey, you need to come over here ASAP right now. So I got a call from my stepsister, and she's like, hey, you need to come over here now. And yeah.
Damn, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to
I'm
hear
sorry to hear
that.
about your friend and me. But the thing is, with the whole fentanyl stuff, people think it's a joke. And it's not. And it's only and people make fun of it because Like, oh, they on that. People like to make fun of it because it hasn't hit them. It hasn't touched them. It hasn't
Yeah.
became the reality. But it's real and it's really taking people out. Like, my brother was 24. No, my brother was 23 when he passed away.
Oh, dang, he was young.
He was real young. He had just got promoted at his job. He was doing good. He bought a brand new Mustang. Like, that he was doing so good for himself, so good. And he met up with some friends at his, at his job, and they was, on that stuff too, and he fell into it again.
So, do you, in a sense, do you sometimes like, you ever had a moment where you kind of blame yourself, or do you feel like you could have done more?
Yeah, most definitely. Just because being the oldest and being the pretty much the caretaker of the family, I've always felt like I could have done more. Maybe I could have intervened or I had a talking to him, but because my brother respected me so much, like he looked at me like I was his mom, he wouldn't tell me certain things because he knew how I would be. You know what I'm saying? So certain things he will open up to me about, but then certain things he'll open up to my mom about because him and mom are like this too. And because he knows how I am and he knows I'm gonna get down on him, he just certain things he would just keep closed. But he'll tell my mom, you know what I'm saying? Because him and my mom, they both had certain situations, certain similar situations as well. So they could relate on that level. But because I would be a mom to him at the same time, he would keep things away from me, so.
No, cause reason why I asked, cause that's how I feel with my friend, cause like I remember he'll text me like I'm finna have a relapse, and I'll just push it to the side, cause I'm not, I'll be, dealing with my own problems, didn't really know how serious addiction was until when he passed and meeting different people who had the similar problems, and they were sharing me their stories, and then that's when I'm like, damn. So yeah, it took
Oh,
me a
it was
while.
real. It is real.
I didn't even know how bad it was until, dealing with him. So from your perspective, how, like, I don't think people understand how hard it is being an older sibling. From your perspective, if anyone that's listening, what is the advice you give somebody who's young and they being the older siblings and all the responsibility be on them? What's your best advice for them to keep their mental straight? If you got one, got a suggestion.
Man, honestly, just know that everything that you're doing as an older sibling, it does matter. It absolutely matters. It may not feel like it at this very moment or whatever you got going on, but at the end of everything, it does because my brother would tell me, you know what, I appreciate you so much. I thank you for doing X, Y, and Z when we were little. Thank you for looking out for me. Thank you for watching me, helping me, taking care of me when, things were hard. Like, at that time, I didn't think that would matter because that's just what I was brought up to do. I was brought up to take care of my brothers, make sure they were good, do X, Y, and Z. And at that time, you're thinking like, oh, I don't want to do this. Why me? Why I gotta do everything? But it built me into be a person that I am because now I know I can take charge. I can do things that I probably wouldn't normally do, but because of being an older sibling, it put you in situations where you'd be like, oh, I've been there, done this. I know how to do that, But I would say for any older siblings that are young right now, please believe that everything you are doing is going to be worth it. You are definitely not taken for granted. You are very, very much appreciated. And just do er if you do everything with love. Absolutely.
I agree 100% to that. I agree 100% to that. Because I have siblings as well. Because my parent, I'm the, let me see, I'm the third oldest. Yeah, I'm the third oldest out of five.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I definitely can. Yeah, that was
Yeah.
some real stuff you just said. So you mentioned about being married. So you don't have to get in details, but what had happened? Like, looking back, what do you think it could have, like, what do you think it could have been? Like, no, I'm actually this wrong. Like, looking back, what do you think you could have done differently to make the situation work? Or you think it was just no way working it out? I'm just gonna just walk away, or however it ended. Like, what happened? Even longer after.
Honestly, I was young. I ended up getting pregnant at 20, no, 21.
Okay.
And so by 20, before, I think before my 22nd birthday, for real, I ended up getting married. But I end up marrying for the wrong reasons. I married him, well, at that time, yes, I loved him, that's whatever, I cared for him. But I think I ended up marrying him because I didn't want to be looked at like, oh, y'all shacking up, and don't, at the time, I loved him at the time and all that stuff, but honestly, I didn't get to know him as a person. We just jumped on in, pretty much. And I really, really, really wish I would have took the time to really get to know him before taking that step with commitment. Especially when it comes to marriage. Now, the kid, I was having a baby, that was already done. That was already done and happening, But to actually, to be married to someone is a lot of work.
I'm
A
already know.
lot of patience. Oh, and people think like, oh, he loves me, I love him, we can get married. No. Love is one thing, but you have to know that person inside and out. Know who they are when they're happy, when they're sad, when they're angry, when especially if they're very hot-headed.
Oh
Man.
yeah, 'cause when they mad, they gonna tell you how they really feel.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Yes. They're gonna show you, they're gonna tell you everything. Things will come out the woodworks, and you're gonna think like, "Hold up,
Yeah.
this not who I married. Who is this?" But the whole time, that's always been them. You just ain't know because you never saw that side. You never been in a situation where that side had to come out. So,
Yeah. I feel you on that one. So, would you see yourself getting married again?
absolutely. The thing is, just because my marriage didn't work doesn't mean marriage isn't meant for me. I fully believe that I'm meant to be married. I'm meant to be a wife because. Number one, my dad brought me up how to be a wife. He's like, hey, when you get married and have a husband and family, make sure you do X, Y, and Z. So I was brought up that way. But at the same time, I also value marriage. I value family. I value the whole family marriage thing 100%. I will hope so I get remarried one day if that's in, if that's in the books for me. If it's not. It's just not, but hopefully one day I will be. I still want to be able to have family and have more kids and all that stuff.
I feel you on that one. Same here. I don't have any children. I definitely want to get married for sure. So I definitely want to make sure I make the right decision. 'Cause it's just what you said. You got to really know who you marry, when they happy, when they mad. 'Cause my parents was married for like 18 years, I think.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Because my parents got a divorce when I think I was a senior in high school. I think no, they got a divorce. It was official my senior year. But watching, yeah, so just watching them making their mistakes, it showed me what to do and what not to do. Yeah, so that's why I said I gotta be very cautious. I see a lot of people who,
Man.
yeah, I seen a lot of crazy stuff
Yeah,
so far.
both my parents, they've been married multiple times.
Dang, for
Multiple.
real?
Well, I
Dang.
think my dad's been married 3 times. My mom has been married 4 or 5. So I'm sitting like, hold up,
On what?
it's one of them. But I literally watch and learn from my parents' mistakes. I'm like, okay, this is what to do and what we not gonna do. But and then I learn from my mistakes as well because I'm not perfect. I'm not gonna blame the ending of my marriage all on him because it takes two. You know what I'm saying? I definitely could have communicated way, way better. But I think because I've seen how my parents are married and how they're married multiple times, a lot, I didn't have the best, I'm gonna say maybe role model or just a bit the best example of what a healthy and happy marriage is.
I definitely
And
understand on that part.
that is so important because if you don't have that, if you don't have the have someone to show you, hey, this is what a marriage is supposed to be. Now, yeah, it's gonna get ugly, but you know, when you have somebody that's equally yoked, like, you know, like you got things can be worked out, but
I definitely feel you on that one. Heck yeah. So what's your advice? What's your suggestion on dealing with a heartbreak? Because I'm pretty sure both parties was heartbroken. So like, how did you cope with it, and what's your suggestion on how to, overcome that?
Space. Definitely need a space. You need to be in your space. Don't find something to you know how they say, like, the only way to get over somebody is to get under somebody else. Don't do that. Don't do it. Don't. You're just causing you're causing more problems within yourself when you do that. I would definitely just say, you know, understand what the problem was, and also understand what you could have done on your part, but also learn how to forgive. You can't fully move on if you don't forgive, and not just that person, but yourself as well. And you don't even have to be like, you know, you don't have to forgive that person because you feel bad for them, but you want to forgive them for yourself. So that way you're able to heal and move on. So that way your next relationship, you don't have all this heartbroken trauma baggage holding on to you, you know, because you don't want to put that on them, because who to say the next person could be the greatest person you've ever met, but because you got so much built up stuff inside of you because you haven't healed properly or forgiven, now you're carrying that on with the next one, and that's not fair to them. So I would definitely just say healing. Absolutely. Healing, forgiving.
I agree 100% on that, because I was talking to my therapist about that. I'll tell him, I want to learn how to forgive, because I don't want to bring that on to my marriage, or whoever I decide to deal with.
And
So,
forgiveness is not easy.
man,
It's not.
yeah, it's not. It's man.
It's
Nah, you ain't lying on that one. Get a little stuck and trigger you. You can listen to a song, get the reminiscent, man.
Yeah, it is not easy, but once you get to that point where you can forgive, the relief is so worth it. It's like you can breathe, almost like all that heaviness is off of you. So it ain't easy.
Nah, hell no.
It ain't easy, 'cause it's something I'm still working on
I was gonna
myself.
say that.
Like, I'm still working on the forgive. Like, I'll be like, yeah, I forgive you, but then something will happen, like, and I'll start going, having thoughts in my mind and saying things. I'm like, wait a second, Vanessa. If we say we forgave them, we can't be acting like this. So really, you haven't really forgiven. You verbally said it, but you really haven't emotionally, spiritually have done it. So I'll be like, dang, I got some work to do.
Yeah, I feel you on that part. I feel you on that part. So, you being married and having the experience you have, so what is your opinion on 50-50? Do you believe in 50-50? You believe a man's supposed to take care of everything? What's your perspective on that?
I don't have a problem with 50-50. I don't have a problem with a man taking care of everything. That would be nice. I've never experienced that. I mean, that would be nice. But I feel like whatever works for y'all, for you guys, let that work for y'all. Don't have outside people inside your business. Now, because like with mine, I was the one paying the bills. Now, I wasn't paying everything, but I say a good 80% of everything it was coming out of me. And that took a toll on me. Because the way I was brought up, the man is supposed to be head of the household, take charge, X, Y, and Z. I was doing everything, so I felt like, okay, you know, I'm asking you for help and I'm not receiving that help, so something's gotta give. And after a while, it gets frustrated and all that built up, you know, tension, and the next thing you know, boom, marriage is run out.
Because sometimes it can make a woman feel like she's on survivor mode. So I experienced that. I was that guy who, was with someone that was on survivor mode, and that's something I didn't understand until I got older. It's something you had said, you got to reflect on what you had did wrong. So what I feel like I did wrong was like, dang, you know, she was in survivor mode. I couldn't allow her to be a woman. If that makes sense.
Yeah, that they call it the
feminism or something like that.
Like soft girl era, whatever. Yeah. You know, just to be able to be soft, and that's something I had to learn how to do. I'm still kind of learning, because I've never been what they call a soft girl, because I've always been taking charge. I've had to find, you know, we had to find where to live, pay the bills, get the groceries, buy the kids clothes, shoes. I mean, I was cooking, I was cleaning, I was doing literally everything. And when I asked for help and I wasn't receiving that help, and I keep asking and asking and asking, and to the point where I was like, all right, I'm not asking no more.
Yeah, it be like that. It be like that. So what I wanted to ask, so you got a divorce and all this thing happened. Now, my bad. I'm trying to make sure I asked you this question correctly.
No, you're good.
So how does it feel for you to get back on track? I'm not saying you're back 100%, but I see you getting there. So how does it feel? Like, what did you have to do to get yourself back on track? Because, you know, most people be stuck on that victim mentality. So what was the steps of getting that, and how does it feel?
It's work. It's a lot of getting out of your mental. I'm very big on mental. Mm-hmm. I can easily get caught in my mind, and my whole attitude, mood, my day will... I can have a good day, but if I have a negative thought or anything like that, and I let it absorb me, So I had to tell myself, like, all right, look, you had a couple of years of, you know, of your little pity party, all right? Like, you know, I'll give you that. So it's time to get back on track, because when you were on track, everything was good. You was doing what you were supposed to do. Things were going good for you. Now things have fallen off. Life got you. Right. So what we gonna do now? We either gonna be here stuck and look stupid, or we can get up, dust off, and try to move on and try to do better for ourselves. Because it's not fair. It was not fair to me. It's not fair to my kids for me to be, you know, sitting here and wallow and feel sad and just depressed. Like, I couldn't keep doing that anymore. And eventually you'll get tired of feeling that way.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Yeah, you'll get tired of feeling that way, and you'll figure out, like, you'll be like, I just want something more. I just want to be happy. I want to be, you know. But I think also a lot of it has to do with acknowledging that you're not going to be who you used to be. You're not going to be that old person, because things happen and things change. So now you got to learn how to be this new person. And that's the hard part. The hard part is trying to learn how to be this new person that we are now, because we want to be the old person so bad, because it holds, you know, the memories, the feeling, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But when life be life, and you know, you gotta learn how to mold and shape, and you gotta learn how to do what you have to do, whatever cards is in your hand. So having to get your mental and learn how to accept, okay, this is who I am now. Yeah. So let's make this person how I want them to be, or how I want to be. So.
Man, I feel you on that part. So how do you? You probably answered this already, but how do you take care of your mental? Like, do you go to therapy, or what
do
you
do? I need therapy. Nah, shit. No,
what's stopping you?
Honestly, nothing's really stopping me. I think it's maybe I just don't want to open up a can of worms I didn't know was there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can start talking and venting, and then next thing you know, they're peeping something that you didn't realize about yourself.
Yeah.
And then once you're aware of it, be like, oh snap, you know. But nothing. Mm-hmm. I think therapy is amazing. I think therapy is good. My mom and brother, they actually did therapy a few times, and they loved it. But my therapy, honestly, is just focusing on my kids. I'm relearning how to do this. I'm relearning how to find things that I like to do. Okay. Because I put a lot of my time in other people. I enjoy quality time. That's one of my love languages, is quality time. So I love to be around people. I love to spend time with people. I don't like to be by myself. I hate being by myself. But I'm learning how to enjoy being by myself and learning, okay, what does Nessa like? Does she like to do this? Does she like to do that? That's when I started back planting. I'm like, you know what? I really do enjoy planting. Let me get back into that. Now I got a greenhouse full of all kinds of stuff in there now. I like to go fishing. I like to just sometimes I'll go to my backyard and let out my fire pit, and I'll just sit there and just enjoy the fire. Just outside. I love being outside. I'm having to just relearn what I like instead of, oh, let's do what they want to do. Let me figure out what they like to do. Let me see what, I put too much of myself in other people and not enough in me. So I'm having to readjust that. But so far, and I'm also doing a lot of writing, or a lot of journaling. So that's helped me a lot.
That's
A
good.
lot.
That's good. Yeah, therapy ain't bad. Like, I've been going to therapy for like I think 2 years, I think. A year or
Really?
two. Yeah, it definitely gave me an eye opener. 'Cause I thought my approach to things was the right way. And then talking to somebody who's a believer in God, talking to someone who's mature spiritually, I should say. Yeah, he gave me a different perspective on things in life. And
That's
I
good.
definitely recommend it for sure. 'Cause I didn't want to, make any mistakes being a, husband or father or also being a friend. So yeah, I definitely recommend everyone to go for sure.
Yeah, I think for me, it's just finding the right person
Make sure they
because,
black if you do.
huh?
I said make sure they black. That's
Oh,
my
yeah.
opinion.
No, okay, that's okay. I'm glad we talked about this because, so I've looked into therapy, and a lot of them, they just didn't fit with me. They didn't fit with me. Or maybe they just didn't believe the things that I believed in. And it's just, and a lot of them were, they were a white race. And they would ask me questions like, how when you first start out, they give you like a 1 day trial, whatever, like, just talk to. So I've done a few of those. I've done a few of those. And it was cool. But it just, I feel like I wasn't being understood. Or I feel like it was more putting the books on me. They were just giving me just book the stuff they'll print out pictures or pages of like, okay, well here's these steps, here you go, take this and you let me know. Like, breathing techniques, I know how to breathe. Like, I don't need, like, it's just they just didn't fit me or mesh with me spiritually enough to where I was like, oh, I really like this person. I like the feeling I get from them. I don't feel like they're just trying to like throw words at me or try to prescribe me stuff, because a lot of them will prescribe you medications that you don't need, honestly. Now, sometimes you might need them for certain people, but they just want to prescribe you. Oh, you have anxiety, da 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 da. Okay, here, boom. Well, can we get to the root of why I ain't got anxiety first? Start throwing pills at me, like. So I to me, it's just not. I just haven't felt like I found someone that really would just listen without trying to just throw the book or pills or medication at me. That's just, and a lot of them are just on that route too. They just want to prescribe you something so quick.
Yeah, definitely. That's why I like my therapist, because he's a believer, and like it's just the suggestions he gives me. So that's why I said, if you do get back looking to a therapist, I say somebody who's, my opinion, black. I mean, not to make it a racial thing, but I feel like you gotta find somebody who can relate to you,
Yeah,
you know.
most
And
definitely.
yeah, so us being minorities, not say minorities, but us being black, I feel like you gotta talk to somebody who's black and,
Because
who can understand your struggle. Makes
it
sense.
makes sense. No,
Hate to make it a race thing, but yeah, for sure. And more importantly,
it's the thing though.
too, pray. I think if you pray, I think things will. 'Cause I feel like I had this problem. I still have this problem to this day that I'm still working on. Like sometimes I find myself trying to figure things out myself instead of like asking God to help me and stuff like that. So.
Man, I struggle with that. And like I think a lot of it has to do with sometimes I might feel ashamed or just knowing things I'm out here doing, I ain't got no type of business doing.
Yeah,
And
me too.
because I know and they know, I'd be like, all right. And I'd be like, dang, I know I should pray, but I'm like, is they really gonna hear me? Or like, you know.
Yep.
So it's just praying is, but praying helps so much.
I agree.
It helps so much.
I agree 100%. So, like, how do you balance of like being a mom and taking care of you?
Well, luckily I have my mom. She,
And I forgot to ask, how old your kids?
oh, so my daughter, she just turned 5 in May,
Okay.
and my son is 9, but he'll be 10 in October, so
Okay.
they're 5 years apart.
Okay.
Yeah. But luckily I have my mom. She actually keeps the kids for me every other weekend. So every other weekend I have just time for myself. And to me, I appreciate that just 2, 3 days, honestly. I appreciate it 100% because being a mom takes everything out of you. It does. But when you're able to get that little bit of time to yourself, that matters. That, like, people are like, oh, you get the weekend off, it's no big deal. But that weekend is everything to me. That's my regroup. I recharge. I sleep. I can eat. I can chill. I can get my things done without them, you know, being around. Like, that's my time to do whatever. And even though it's kind of weird sometimes, I'll be like, dang, I should be doing this, but I low key just want to chill in bed for real. Like, I don't want to do nothing. And I have to learn to accept, like, it's okay to chill. It's okay to have your lazy days. Like, that's your body saying, hey, I need a rest. We had a week. Let's just rest. So I'm listening to that because usually I'm on go 24/7.
Same here.
But having to just thank you, moms, because I appreciate you. But just having that time to myself, that helps me a lot. Just to pretty much just have some me time, which is very much needed.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you. So before I let you go, I gotta ask you this.
Okay.
What's your favorite? Two questions. Two last questions. What's your favorite herbs?
I love cilantro.
Now, what can you do with the cilantro? Oh, cilantro. Yeah, you can drink it, right?
You can if you want to. I
Cilantro.
mean, so
Yeah.
cilantro is like, you know when they put you give you the tacos and they put the
Oh
cilantro
yeah,
in the thingy?
I feel so slow. Got so like,
No,
man.
you're good. You're good.
Wow.
I mean, I love the smell of it. Like when you start chopping up cilantro, it gives you that nice earthy smell.
Yeah.
So, and if you want to drink it, you can. Most definitely.
I'm slow.
You gonna get a little tang to it.
Yeah, I'm slow. When you said cilantro, I'm like, dang, that's not familiar. I'm thinking that I came across a video of TikTok of somebody talking about it. And then when you said putting your taco, I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah, so you can yeah, I love cilantro. I love the smell of it. I think that's
Okay.
what it is. Like my kids, they'll be like, can I have some cilantro while I'm chopping it up, and they'll just eat it. They like it. So I'll say cilantro. What else do I like? Oh, I like rosemary.
Okay. And you
You
say
can do a lot.
you'd be planting that, right?
I haven't planted rosemary this season, though.
Okay.
I have before, though.
Okay. So when you plant
Yeah.
it, what do you use, like how do you use that for people who don't know?
I could use it in like soups or like roast when you're like roasting things. Also, it's super good for your hair. For your hair and your face, like natural like that. So you can boil it and get into an oil.
Okay.
And it's like really beneficial for your hair. Like for people who have like thin hair or just hair or hair loss, period, it's really good for that.
Okay. Now, for me, I like ginger. I take I yeah,
Ooh,
that's
ginger is so good. Who don't
yeah.
like ginger?
Yeah, I love ginger, especially when I'm juicing. Do you juice?
No. But I don't do the juicing, but I'll buy it from the stores.
Oh, hell no. Fuck that. Hell no.
I need to start juicing.
Yeah, I love juice. I like adding it into my juicer. I don't know. That ginger just bring a different taste out.
You ever do
No
like
biggie.
ginger and like cayenne?
No, I never had cayenne. No, I'm
What?
missing out.
Do like ginger, some lemon juice, and some cayenne. Those three combined, number one, it's really, really good for you.
Okay.
Especially cayenne. Cayenne's super good for you. It's good for your heart.
Okay.
But yeah, it's I normally just take a shot of that in the morning time, and I'm good.
Okay. Now, last question. What's your favorite fruit? There's no limit. You can name them all if you
Right, bet. So,
can.
watermelon. I love watermelon.
Okay.
Mango.
I love that too.
Strawberries. Well, real strawberries. Not these fake stuff, like actual real strawberries. And I think those are my top three for real. Watermelon, mango, strawberries. Yeah. I say those are my top three.
I'm starting to like watermelon. Growing up, I used to
You
hate
don't like
watermelon.
watermelon?
Yeah, because as a kid, maybe it was a GMO kind, but I hated watermelon. But as I got
What
older,
about it did you not like?
I didn't like the taste. It wasn't. It just taste. It wasn't. Yeah. But when I
You ain't had
had,
no good. You ain't had no good watermelon
yeah,
then.
that's what
That's
I said. So as I got older, I had a sweet watermelon. It was really good. I'm like, damn.
You ever had yellow watermelon?
Yeah, I have. It's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So for me, you ever heard sour soap? Sop, if I'm saying that right.
Yes, Sarasop.
Sop, yeah, I said soap. Sour sop. Yeah, that's my number one.
Do
Mango.
you buy it? Like, do you buy? Do they sell it in the store? Because I don't really know a lot of places that sells it.
Well, I'm from Milwaukee, so
Okay.
It varies. It varies. Sometimes they have it in a drink.
Yeah.
But you can order it. I've been seeing it. Like yeah, like I follow Dr. Sebi's son. And he be posting different, like he follow people that sell fruits. I don't mind.
Yeah.
I can send it to you.
Oh yeah, definitely,
Yeah,
please.
so but yeah, yes, yeah, I have sour soap. Yeah, sour soap good. I like it. But yeah, so sour soap, mango. I like apples, but not any apple. I like the Fuji, like it's spelled
The
F.
Fuji apples?
Yeah, I love. Yeah, I like juicing those type of apples, and that's about it. That's really my main thing. I used to love pineapples, but pineapples be.
I think is I love pineapples, but they have to be ripe. Or
Yeah.
what you can do, get you a pineapple, right? Get you a good pineapple. Have you ever had a good where you actually grill it with some brown sugar?
You the second person. Well, I don't know about the brown sugar part, but you the second person who mentioned about grilling a pineapple, but never had it.
I don't know what it does. I guess because it's heating up, it makes it sweeter. So you get some brown. So I'll do brown sugar and some cinnamon. Man, it's like eating candy.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely have to check that out. I'm gonna check that out. Well,
Most definitely.
it was good having you. I appreciate you coming.
No, thank you for having me. I had a blast doing this. This was fun.
Yeah, me too. I was a little nervous. I'm like, damn. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. So we,
Shoot,
yeah.
you, I'm like, I said, I wonder how this gonna go, because I'm like, I ain't never really done this, and I've always wanted to do something like this too. I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna do, we're gonna see how this goes. But this was actually really, really dope and fun. Like, I really enjoyed myself doing this.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm definitely gonna bring you back on for sure. For sure. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure.